Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Mani Mani Marei Ram Goldar and Thir Masechas Gittin Daf Hey, the first parak Isha Niknes. The Zichu Masechas Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three daves we're going to focus on are when the Gemara discusses the source that a shtar can affect Kedushin. After a kavah chomer from money is rejected, it's learned from a hekesh, v'yotza v'haisa, she shall leave and she will become married. Makish Havayu Yitzia. It compares being, meaning Kedushin, to leaving, divorce. Ma Yitzia B'Shtar Af Havayu Nam B'Shtar. Just as leaving is achieved with the shtar, so too being can be achieved with the shtar. The Gemara asks that the same Hekesh should also teach that just as money can affect Kedushin, it should also affect divorce. Abai answers that it's illogical that money can both create and terminate marriage. Sanegor Yasa Kategor, can a defender become an accuser? Although a shtar can affect both, they have distinctly different texts, whereas regarding money, although different statements are made for each process, tiva miyachadu, the imprint of the coin is the same, meaning the money itself is identical. Rava answers the pasuk says v'kasavla, and he shall write for her get, teaching v'ksiva miskareshes v'ina miskareshes v'kesav, only with writing a get can she be divorced, but she cannot be divorced with a shtar. Point number two, Rafuna says her chuppah can affect kedushin based on a kavachomer from money. Ma kesef she'eno gomer, kona, money, which cannot complete a marriage as nesuin, yet can acquire for kedushin. Chuppah shogomeres, eno din shetikna, chuppah which can complete marriage as nesuin, certainly can acquire for kedushin. The Gemara clarifies that chuppah cannot be derived from any single kedushin method and is derived from all three. Atzada shabbat shebehen shekonim ba'am of konin kan. The common characteristic of all three of them is that they acquire elsewhere and acquire here for kedushin. So we may also include a chuppah which acquires elsewhere for nesuin that it can affect kedushin. Although the other methods can affect a transaction against the will of one party, a document for divorce, relations of yibum, and money redeeming a Jewish maidservant, Rav Huna responds that there is no marital transaction which money can affect against someone's will. Rav poses two challenges, and Abai answers them. The Mishnah lists only three methods of kedushin because it only lists methods taught explicitly by the Torah. Although chuppah only completes marriage when preceded by kedushin, the kal v'chomer can be reformulated. Ma kesef she'eno gomer achar kesef, if money which does not complete marriage even after money affected kedushin, kona, yet it acquires for kedushin, chuppah shogomeres achar kesef, then chuppah, which completes marriage after money, eno din shetikne, certainly should acquire for kedushin. And point number three was taught in a braisa, ketzav bekesef, how is kedushin accomplished with money? Nasal kesef oshava kesef, if he gave her money or items worth money, v'amrul aharit mukadeshesli, and said to her, you are hereby married to me, or another declaration of kedushin, she's married. Avohishin nasnam, but if she gave him money, v'amrahi, harin mukadeshesli, and she said, I'm hereby married to you, or a similar declaration, it's ineffective. Rapapa asks that there are contradictory implications about a middle case. The first case, which taught that kedushin is valid, where he both gave money and said the declaration, implies that nasan huva amrahi, where he gave her money and she said the kedushin declaration, it would be invalid. But the second case implies that it is only valid if she both gave money and said the declaration. The Gemara answers that the braisa means that if she merely said the declaration, nasa kemishin nasnahi va amrahi, it's like a case where she gave and said and is invalid. Alternatively, the halacha of this middle case is unknown, and we're concerned, rabbinically speaking, for the kedushin. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara discusses the source that a shtar can affect kedushin. After a kal v'chomer from money is rejected, it's learned from a hekesh, v'yotza v'haisa, she shall leave, and she will become married. Makish havayu yitzia, it compares being, meaning kedushin, to leaving, divorce. Ma yitzia b'shtar af havayu nam b'shtar, just as leaving is achieved with the shtar, so too being can be achieved with the shtar. The Gemara asks that the same Hekesh should also teach that just as money can affect kedushin, it should also affect divorce. Abai answers that it's illogical that money can both create and terminate marriage. Sanegor Yasa Kategor, can a defender become an accuser? Although a shtar can affect both, they have distinctly different texts, whereas regarding money, although different statements are made for each process, tiva miyachadu, the imprint of the coin is the same, meaning the money itself is identical. Rava answers the pasuk says v'kasavla, and he shall write for her get, teaching v'ksiva miskareshes v'ina miskareshes v'kesav, only with writing a get can she be divorced, but she cannot be divorced with a shtar. Point number two, Rav Huna says her chuppah can affect kedushin based on a kal v'chomer from money. Ma kesef she'eno gomer, kona, money, which cannot complete a marriage as nesuin, yet can acquire for kedushin. Chuppah shogomeres, eno din shetikne, chuppah which can complete marriage as nesuin, certainly can acquire for kedushin. The Gemara clarifies that chuppah cannot be derived from any single kedushin method and is derived from all three. Atzada shabbat shebehen shekonim ba'am of konin kan. The common characteristic of all three of them is that they acquire elsewhere and acquire here for kedushin. So we may also include a chuppah, which acquires elsewhere for nesuin, that it can affect kedushin. Although the other methods can affect a transaction against the will of one party, a document for divorce, relations of Yibum, and money redeeming a Jewish maidservant, Rav Huna responds that there's no marital transaction which money can affect against someone's will. Rav poses two challenges, and Abaye answers them. The Mishnah lists only three methods of Kedushin because it only lists methods taught explicitly by the Torah. Although Chuppah only completes marriage when preceded by Kedushin, the Kal V'chomer can be reformulated. Ma kesef she'eino gomer achar kesef, if money which does not complete marriage even after money affected Kedushin, kona, yet it acquires the Kedushin, Chuppah shel gomeres achar kesef, then Chuppah, which completes marriage after money, eino din shetikne, certainly should acquire for Kedushin. And point number three was taught in a brace at Ketzeb Kesef. How is Kedushin accomplished with money? Nasal and Kesef Oshava Kesef, if he gave her money or items worth money, Amar Laharit Mukadeshusly and said to her, you are hereby married to me, or another declaration of Kedushin, she's married. Avohishin Nasna, but if she gave him money, Amrahi, Harain Mukadeshusly, and she said, I'm hereby married to you, or a similar declaration, it's ineffective. Rapapa asks that there are contradictory implications about a middle case. The first case, which taught that Kedushin is valid, where he both gave money and said the declaration, implies that Nasan Huva Amrahi, where he gave her money and she said the Kedushin declaration, it would be invalid. But the second case implies that it is only valid if she both gave money and said the declaration. The Gemara answers that the Braisa means that if she merely said the declaration, Nasa Kemishin Nasnahi Va Amrahi, it's like a case where she gave and said and is invalid. Alternatively, the halacha of this middle case is unknown, and we're concerned, rabbinically speaking, for the Kedushin. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Hey, and our standard Siman is Hey, or a haystack. So here goes. The man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that a shtar can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects Kedushin through a Kal V'chomer and some kesef Kedushin with instructions that says, he says, not she says, Hariyat Mekudeshes Li. So once again, it's slow motion. The man searching through the haystack, haystack, that must be more on Daf Hey. The man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that a shtar can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the source that a shtar can affect Kedushin. After a Kal V'chomer from money is rejected, it is learned from a Hekesh, V'yatzav Ha'isa, she shall leave and she will become married. Makish Havayu Yitzia, it compares being, Kedushin, to leaving, divorce. Mayitzia B'shtar af Havayu Namim B'shtar. Just as leaving is achieved with a document, so too being can be achieved with a document. The Gemara asks that the same Hekesh should also teach that just as money can affect Kedushin, it should also affect divorce. Abaye and Rava give two different answers. So the man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that a shtar can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects Kedushin through a Kal V'chomer, which reminds us, Rav Huna says that a chuppah can affect Kedushin based on a Kal V'chomer for money. Ma kesef she'eino gomer, kona, money which cannot complete a marriage as nesuin yet can acquire for Kedushin. Chuppah shel gomeres eino din shetikne, chuppah which can complete marriage as nesuin certainly can acquire for Kedushin. So the man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that a shtar can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects Kedushin through a Kal V'chomer and some kesef Kedushin with instructions that says, he says, not she says, Hariyat Mekudeshusly, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace of Ketzeb Kesef. How is Kedushin accomplished with money? Nasal and Kesef Oshava Kesef, if he gave her money or items worth money, V'amrullah Hariyat Mekudeshusly, and said to her, you are hereby married to me, or another declaration of Kedushin, she's married Aval Hishin Nasna, but if she gave him money and said, Harini Mekudeshuslycha, I'm hereby married to you, or a similar declaration, it's ineffective. So once again, the man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that a shtar can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects Kedushin through a Kal V'chomer and some kesef Kedushin with instructions that says, he says, not she says, Hariyat Mekudeshusly. All right, so now it's time for Vor B'Labach Chazar. Dav Tzadi. So the Simmer Dav Tzadi is a tzedakah box. So here goes. The man who divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box, that must mean we're on Dav Tzadi. The man who divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box, which reminds us of Malchus on what grounds one may divorce his wife. Beis Shammai says, "Oyigarsh adam es ishto, a man may not divorce his wife el imken matzba dvar erva, unless he found in her a matter of adultery." Beis Hillel says, "Afil hikdicha tavshilo, even if she merely burned his dish." Rabbi Kiva says, "Afil matzah acheres nahe hamena, even if he merely found another woman more attractive than she." So the man who divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box and ended up marrying a wicked woman who was divorced from her first marriage because of adultery, which reminds us, the man who marries a divorcee who was divorced because of adultery is called an isha acher in the pasuk, a different man, because this first husband removed a wicked woman from his house where he divorced because of adultery, and the second husband brought a wicked woman into his house. So the man who divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box, and they ended up marrying a wicked woman who was divorced from her first marriage because of adultery, didn't notice that the painting on the Mizbech in his dining room depicted the Mizbech shedding tears over the divorce of his first wife, which reminds me, it teaches anyone who divorces his first wife, afil Mizbech morido lav dmaos, even the Mizbech sheds tears on his account. Daf Beis. So the Simur Daf Beis is a bias. So here goes. In front of the diamond-studded Kedushin house, that must be more Daf Beis, bias. In front of the diamond-studded Kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the Yichud room door, which reminds us, the opening mission discusses the methods through which a woman becomes acquired and acquires herself. She's acquired through Kesef Shtar and Bia. So in front of the diamond-studded Kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the Yichud room door, was a cemetery with a pricey plot selling for 400 shekel, which reminds us. The Gemara wonders why the Mishnah uses the expression ha'isha niknes, a woman is acquired, whereas the first Mishnah, the second parak says, ish mekadesh, a man marries, and answers, mishum the kabbalah misne kes, because it wants to mention money as a Kedushin method. That money can affect Kedushin can be derived from a gezer shava of kicha kicha miste Ephron. The words kicha kicha learned from the field of Ephron. Regarding Kedushin, it says, Ki yikach ish isha, when a man will take a wife. And regarding purchasing Ephraim's field, Avram said, Nasati kesav asada kach mimeni, I have given the money of the field, take it from me. The Gemara then demonstrates that kicha, taking, is referred to as a kinyan, acquiring. So, in front of the diamond-studded Kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the Yichud room door, was a cemetery with a pricey plot selling for 400 shekel, where a young man was walking on his way, looking for a wife. And his lost object, which reminds us. The Gemara brings two explanations for why the Mishnah wanted to use the word derech in the Mishnah. The second one being that the Tanna is Rabbi Shimon, who explained why the Torah describes marriage with ki yikach ish isha, when a man will take a woman, and not ki yisul kach isha le'ish, when a woman shall be taken by a man, b'fnei shadarch shal ish l'chazer al isha, because it's the way of a man to pursue a woman for marriage, b'ein darch shal isha l'chazer al ish, but it's not the way of a woman to pursue a man. Mashal adam sha'avdu l'aveda, this is analogous to a man who lost an item, mi chozer al mi, who searches after whom? So the owner of the lost item searches after his item, therefore a man searches for a woman who was created from his bone. Daf Gimel, so the Simur Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The Chassan riding a diamond-studded camel. Camel, that must be more on Daf Gimel, gamal. The Chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be Mekadosh is called by doing Chalifin, which reminds us. The Gemara says that the number three in the Mishnah is coming to exclude, according to Rav Huna, Chalifin, as a form of Kedushin. The reason that Chalifin does not actually affect Kedushin is, Chalifin is now Bepachas Meshava Pruta. Chalifin can be accomplished with an item less than a Pruta's value. V'ishim Bepachas Meshava Pruta Makanya Navsha. And a woman does not give herself over for less than a Pruta's value. Rashi explains that this would be dumb meaning. Therefore, Chalifin can never affect Kedushin, even if he gives an item of higher value. So the Chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be Mekadosh his Kala by doing Chalifin, saw his future Shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's Kesef Kedushin, which reminds us, the Gemara is how we know that a father gets to keep his daughter's Kedushin money. Rav Yehuda quotes Rav, who darshan a pasuk regarding a Jewish maidservant who becomes an Ara, v'yotza chinam ein kasev, and she shall go out for free, there is no money given. This implies, ein kesev v'adon zeh, no money is given to this master, aval yesh kesev v'adon acher, but there is money given to another master, and who's that? The father. So the Chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be Mekadosh his Kala by doing Chalifin, saw his future Shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's Kesef Kedushin, reminding him he's just like the master in the crowd who gets to keep his maidservant's earnings, which reminds us. Rav explained the source that all Anara's earnings belong to her father based on a pasuk, v'kiyim kor ish es bito la'ama, when a man shall sell his daughter as a maidservant, which implies a comparison between the two. Ma'ama ma'asa yadeh l'rabba, just as a maidservant, her earnings belong to her master. Abbas nami ma'asa yadeh l'aviyah, so too regarding a daughter, her earnings belong to her father. Daf Dalet, so the Simur Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The father walked through the diamond-studded doors. Doors? That must be more on Daf Dalet, doors. The father walked through the diamond-studded doors to collect his daughter's Kedushin money and earnings, placed under two different psukim, which reminds us. The Gemara explains the need for separate sources for the father's rights to his daughter's Kesef Kedushin and earnings. If the Torah had only taught that the father is entitled to his daughter's Kedushin money, I might say this because she didn't expend effort for the money, but her earnings, which she expended effort for, I would say they're hers. And if the Torah had only taught the father keeps her earnings, one might say the reason is because she's being sustained by him, but Kedushin money, which comes to her from elsewhere, I might say it's hers. Therefore, both rushes were required. So the father walked through the diamond-studded doors to collect his daughter's Kedushin money and earnings, placed under two different psukim. past a freed Nahr maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandese, which reminds us, it was taught in Bryce that the Pusik says, V'yatsachina, and she shall go out for free, alien may bagrus. This refers to the days of bagrus, adulthood. In Kasev, there's no money given, alien may naros. This refers to the days of naros, teaching that a maidservant goes free at either stage. So the Gemara asks, why both drushas are needed since bagrus is after naros? Marba Ravashi explains that the Pusik is teaching about an Islandese who never attains naros and proceeds directly to bagrus at age 20, that she goes free at bagrus. Although this is obvious, the chiddush is that she can be sold initially, because one might have thought that only one capable of leaving at naros can be sold initially. So the father who walked through the diamond studded doors to collect his daughter's kedusha money and earnings, placed under two different psukim, passed a freed Nahara maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandese, each carrying a sign with a different source that kesef can affect kedushin, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the necessity for two sources of kedushin with money, ki yikach ish isha and v'yatsachinim in kesef. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf of Machlokes regarding on what grounds one may divorce his wife? That's on daf Sadi. Good number two, which daf do we learn that it's the man who says, Hariyat Mukadeshus Li, and a woman cannot say, Harani Mukadeshus Ocha? That's on daf. Hey, good number three, which daf do we learn why we need two sources of Kedushin with money? Ki Yikach Ish Isha and Yatzachinam in Kasev? That's on daf Dalad. Good number four, which daf do we learn that money can affect Kedushin from the Gezer Shava of Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron? That's on daf Bays. Good number five, which thing when the Kodesh Baruch Hu's righteousness for sending us into Gaulis is expressed in that he sent us 2 years before the numerical value of Vinoshantem, which is 852. That's on Daf Peches. Good number six, which daf to discuss what the din is if rumors emerge about a woman being Mekudeshes or had relations that would disqualify her to a Kohen? That's on Daf Peches. Good number seven, which daf when Rav Huna learns that Chuppah can affect Kedushin from a Kal Vachomer? That's on Daf Hey, good number eight. Which of the one that anyone who divorces his first wife, even the Mizbech, sheds tears? That's on Daf Tzadik. Good number nine. Which of the one that the source for Shtar V'Kedushin is from the Hekesh of V'yatza V'haisa, and why money cannot affect divorce? That's on Daf Hey, good. Number 10, which stuff do you learn about an amasla, a mitigating factor which neutralizes a rumor? And there's a machlokes when the amasla needs to be stated. That's on Daf Pay test. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.